USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a prayer service for one of the victims of the mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. Hundreds came to mourn the killing of 63-year-old Margie Record. In this week's Democratic address, Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey called on Congress to pass gun control legislation.
We must confront the reality that gun violence is not just a problem stemming from mass shootings. Gun violence is a public health epidemic.
North Korea has again test-fired missiles into the Sea of Japan. Their leader, Kim Jong-un, is also taking shots at South Korea's Moon Jae-in. Pyongyang is now saying it has no desire to talk face-to-face with South Korean officials again. President Trump has become upset with Moon, saying he hasn't done enough to rein in North Korea's aggression. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Another weekend of protests are underway again in Hong Kong. This time, teachers are rallying to support students and other protesters. Mainland China has sent troops to the border with Hong Kong. Some protesters are calling for a boycott of the new Disney movie, Mulan, after the Chinese-born actress came out in support of Hong Kong police. After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the Red Cross is now facing an even bigger blood shortage. USA's John Hunt has the story.
All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Actor Peter Fonda, son of Henry Fonda and brother to Jane Fonda, has died. He wrote and starred in the famous movie Easy Rider.
Dude means nice guy. Dude means regular sort of person.
Well, you boys don't look like you're from this part of the country. You're lucky I'm here to see that you don't get in anything.
Anything?
According to his family, Fonda died at his home in Los Angeles after a battle with lung cancer. He was 79. A federal appeals court on Friday narrowed the injunction on President Trump's asylum ban. The injunction issued in mid-July would have barred immigrants from seeking asylum if they passed through another nation first without seeking protection. On July 24th, the judge said it was inconsistent with existing asylum laws. Now, the administration has scored a partial win as the federal appeals court has narrowed the nationwide injunction to the Ninth Circuit, encompassing district courts in border states of Arizona and California, clearing a path for the asylum ban to be imposed along the border in New Mexico and Texas. The three-judge panel was split 2-1, with Republican appointees in favor of narrowing the scope. The American Civil Liberties Union has argued that the ban should be blocked completely because it conflicts with federal asylum laws. The ACLU says they will continue fighting to end the ban entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.